Hi everyone, Alita St. James, and I'm so excited to tell you that Life Shift with Go and Live Your Dream that I wrote in 2005 is a nationwide bestseller. And I started recording it this weekend and it rocks. So if you want to live your best life and quantum shift, get Life Shift today and start working with it. It was 20 years ahead of its time, but it's still powerful and it rocks.
Welcome back to The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James. She's a world-renowned master energy healer and intuitive life coach. She was the second biggest story internationally when she gave birth to twins at 57 and is the successful author of Life Shift, Let Go and Live Your Dreams. In The Ageless Factor, she will introduce you to amazing people she has met along the way. Here you will learn Alita's secrets to ageless living with some of the most highly esteemed professionals in the psycho-spiritual world. So welcome back and stay tuned for yet another episode of The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James.
Hi everyone, it's Alita St. James here. It's our second go on The Ageless Factor, second season. And I'm bringing back Dr. Barbara. And Dr. Barbara is not only a very dear friend, but an amazing psychiatrist who deals with sexuality and sexual dysfunction in women and men. Now, first season, we were talking about women in our Ageless Factor, what we go through. But now I've found out over the months that there are many, many men that are between the ages of 55 and up that are having ED, erectile dysfunction. It seems like it's a plague. And I know for a woman, that is a really hard thing to deal with, but also for the man. And what Dr. Barbara is going to get into is how difficult it is for men to actually express themselves about the problem and to seek help. And she's going to give us ways to do that. Because women, let's face it, and we spoke about this, we get our sexuality from the partner. The partner closes down and the partner has erectile dysfunction. Usually you feel like it's a lot of pressure on you to help him perform. And then if he can't, he's embarrassed and there's a lot of stress. And every time you enter the bedroom, it feels like you have a big job to do rather than have a pleasurable evening that revitalizes and regenerates you and your partner. So we're going to give you some tools so that that doesn't have to be the case. And I'm telling you, you're going to have to step up. Do not deal with the fact that a man is going to say, no, I'm fine, don't worry about it, I'm not going to the doctor, blah, 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 there's nothing wrong with me, because there is. When I'm doing fertility, 40% of the problems where women are having a hard time getting pregnant happen to be from the men. And it takes time before they actually get themselves tested to find out they have a low sperm count or something's not working. And then they get treated and then their wife gets pregnant or their partner gets pregnant. So we don't want you to have a horrible sex life or just give up. We want to revitalize you, energize you. And Dr. Barbara is here to do that. Now I want you, Dr. Barbara, to explain all the wonderful things you do and what you're up to, because she's always up to something fabulous, and take it from there.
Thank you, Alita. I am a psychiatrist in Manhattan, and I treat patients with psychiatric problems and also patients with sexual problems. That's men, women, and couples with sexual problems. And I give medications for these issues, but I also give nutritional supplements and electronic devices and lifestyle and diet modification, which is very helpful. So there are, you know, hundreds of things that you could do to help a man with erectile dysfunction. And most men know only, you know, a few of them, and they sound scary, and they may not want to try them, especially if it's medications with side effects or injections and so forth. So it's important to become educated. And that's the first thing I tell women when her partner has a sexual problem is get educated, learn about erectile dysfunction. It's all there on the internet. You can learn so much and you can help him and help you as a couple have a happier relationship.
So Dr. Barbara, what would you suggest? Like, what are like three things that they could you know, get into? Toys, whatever?
Well, first thing, they have to communicate. A lot of couples, don't talk about it. If he's having an erectile problem, it might be related to a health issue. So they just avoid one another. They stop having sex. We call that sexual retirement. And it happens in people who are young, like 50, 55, 60 years old. They're too young to do that. They should keep at it and do some things to help. First of all, changing your diet, losing weight, getting rid of that belly fat, which makes estrogen in a man and reduces his testosterone, very important. But that doesn't happen overnight. So there are so many other things you can do to help him. Now, for instance, the medications like Viagra, they're very powerful, very wonderful. They are really a game changer, keeping men going for decades longer than they used to. And we're now finding out that mortality rates are lower in men who take these medications regularly, okay? Because they're good for your heart. Increasing the blood flow like that is good for your heart and prevents stroke. So less heart attacks and strokes in men who use these medicines regularly. That's a good thing.
Yeah, so Dr. Barbara is pointing out something that people know in Qigong and any kind of energy work, that it's really blood flow to the penis area. And if that is stopped, then you're not going to have an erection. So we were discussing this before. There's other ways to have an orgasm. If you really like level up to what sexual energy is, it's kind of a communion between yin and yang, between what he's feeling and what you're feeling. It's the closest thing, I think, to God. When you're connecting and you're having an orgasm, if you can do it together, it's even better. So it's great. You know, naturally, you can have an orgasm orally. You know, you can manipulate. But I think that you can really make that like a goal in your relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And you can always go to Dr. Barbara and say, look, we should be able to have intercourse. We should be able to be young. That's part of the ageless factor. If you're having sex and intercourse and you're excited and vital with your partner, you're going to live a lot longer. You know, yeah, your blood flow, your heart, but also it's exciting and it's motivational to do that and not. And we were talking about this too. You lose interest in sex in your marriage or your partnership, and then all of a sudden there's affairs that start to happen, mostly with men. Women, not so much. Recently there's more women that are having affairs, but I would say with men. And then it's almost like instead of working on it in the marriage, they decide to get sex somewhere else. And that's their sexual partner. And their wife is the one who keeps things going in the house and whatever with the children. And everybody's losing out in terms of the connection in the marriage and how you can revitalize your marriage. So I wouldn't, unless you decided you just don't want sex, females, women, I would put my foot down and start working on it and say, come on, we've had a good sex life before, or we could at least work on it and bring that sexual energy back into the relationship. So how can they do that, Dr. Barbara, from your experience?
Well, as a sex therapist, there are so many exercises we give couples. And, you know, sometimes they cannot do intercourse right away. You know, it may not be possible either. You know, she might have a problem with pain. He might have a problem with erectile disorder. So we concentrate on foreplay, on non-penetrative sex. The orgasms are just as good. The sensation, the neurological reflex is the same. So we encourage people to do, you know, sexual activities that don't involve penetration until they're strong enough. We also encourage men to self-stimulate and while they're with their partner. A lot of men are shy about that, or women who don't want to see that, but we encourage that. That's necessary. That's the most natural thing. And they have to learn to do this together. And also, I encourage the women to use fantasy. Men automatically use fantasy. They don't seem to have a problem with it. But a lot of the women I see with sexual problems, they're not using their fantasies. And they're wishing they're having penetration. Well, if you're wishing it, why don't you think it? Why don't you fantasize about it? And, you know, it can be just as satisfying.
So you were telling me that we were having a discussion over dinner. that the orgasm begins in the brain. Remember that there's a brain connection between your physical ability to have an orgasm and your, you know, and your brain. So how does that work? Does that work with, gets triggered through fantasy?
Yeah. It can be triggered by your, you know, what you're doing in the moment with your partner. But if your partner's having a problem, that may not be your most desirable sexual fantasy.
Right.
So you could have that on your own and make sure that you get excited. Now, a lot of couples, when he loses his erection, they feel dejected and they stop having sex. I don't think they should do that. I think they should cuddle. I think he should concentrate on giving her pleasure or she gives herself pleasure, whatever. So she gets aroused. Most times when he sees that, he starts to get aroused. He gets over his problem.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's an outpouring of fight or flight chemicals that kill the erection. And if you can calm him down and get him back in the zone, he can get aroused again. So I don't think they should give up. I'm all for toys, sex toys, vibrators for him and for her. There are some wonderful vibrators for men now.
God, I never knew that. Tell me, tell us about
some of them
that.
Go like around the penis, around the shaft of the penis, just beneath the head. And they're vibrators. They're very stimulating. Others go in the anus and they go in the rectum and stimulate the prostate. And they are very effective. And then others go from the anus, they loop around and stimulate the perineum behind the testicles. So you can have stimulation of the penis, the perineum, and internally, which is extremely pleasurable. And it can help men with erectile disorder.
God, Barbara, all I knew from the 70s was a cock ring. Remember when they had the cock ring? You could get it in stainless steel, and you could get it in leather. That was it.
Well, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
They help men a lot. They basically, what a lot of men have a problem with, okay, they're aroused, they're doing their foreplay, and then when they get ready to insert, they lose their erection. Well, this is where a cock ring can be very helpful.
Oh, God,
It maintains the blood in the penis.
Right.
So they can finish with intercourse.
Barbara, how do you get over the shame? Because I think so many people have a lot of shame, you know, coming from, I was brought up in as a Catholic, and I kind of superseded that. I had the lead in the Amsterdam production of Care. So we, you know, beads, flowers, freedom, nudity on stage. In Amsterdam, I was kind of over that. But still, you know, if you get into the cells of the body, what's in the subconscious, how shameful sex could be, there must be something. I mean, I deal with releasing that in my work, but what do you deal when couple comes in or somebody comes in singularly and you know they have a lot of shame issues around sex, what do you do with that?
Well, I try to normalize it because I talk about sex very matter-of-factly in the way I speak to patients. And I often use examples from the culture, talking about how frequent sexual dysfunction is. You know, about 20% of men have complete erectile dysfunction. About a third of women have sexual desire problems. I mean, this is very common. So I try and normalize it, make them feel comfortable, make them feel like whatever it is that gives them pleasure, that helps them along, is okay as long as their partner is willing and it doesn't cause their partner too much pain. That's fine with me. I encourage the use of pornography, erotic literature, photographs, things like that, anything that can help people along. You know, I'm trying to keep marriages together and make it work because, unfortunately, sexual problems lead to the dissolution of relationships. Then you have people living in separate homes, which they can't afford. Their children are suffering. They miss out on the joys of going into, you know, old age together and enjoying their children together. So it's a very sad thing. And it could be nipped in the bud if these sexual problems were addressed early on, and there are just so many things you can do.
Yeah, Dr. Barbara, I would say that as a woman, for a woman, especially a man too, with testosterone, because I went through a bout with breast cancer, and of course they shut down my estrogen and progesterone, but I have a doctor who, I'm right on the page with him, that I do testosterone pellets. So my testosterone is elevated, even though my estrogen and progesterone are lowered. And my sex drive is right out there.
Yeah.
Now, for women, if you're not feeling a desire, go to your gynecologist and get a panel for your hormones. And in the 50s, that's one of the cures they used to have for cancer was testosterone. They kind of buried that for some reason, but you should really look at, you can get testosterone cream, you know, you can get the pellets. I love the pellets. The cream doesn't work for me. And just like revitalize yourself. Now, your husband, I have a young clients that their partner, the male partner, because this is heterosexual mostly, the male partner had low testosterone and it was, forget it, you know? And I said, just take him to the doctor. So of course, bitch and moan. He did go, he got the testosterone shots once a month. Their sex life is great.
Not only the sex life, but the psychology is better. You know, when men have low testosterone, they're anxious, they're depressed, they're not motivated, they're low energy. You know, their whole chemistry is off. So it's good to keep the testosterone up. And unfortunately, testosterone levels have been declining for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys today have half the level that they used to have, and it's affecting their sex life. It's partly due to all the plastics and chemicals. You know, if you put on a cologne, there's phthalates in the cologne, phthalates, or BPA in the plastic bottles. Also, the electromagnetic radiation from the computers and the cell phones, these all can reduce testosterone. And also not getting enough sleep. Sleeping with the lights on can affect your ability to make hormones. So men are struggling, and it's showing up in their sperm count. As you said, Alita, 40% of the infertility is now male. It didn't used to be that way.
Right.
Okay, but these guys got to get tested. And if your testosterone is low, there's so much you can do about that. You could take vitamin D if your testosterone is low. That will help boost it. You can take olive oil. You can take garlic. You can take a lot of supplements like Shilajit and Longjack, which is also called Tongkat Ali.
Are these herbs?
These
from
are herbs.
India?
Herbs, yes, yeah. From India.
Mm-hmm. That's really, do you have them on your website? That's, I've
I
never
do.
Heard of them.
Wow. On my website.
What is your website?
It's Dr. Barbara MD. And if you look at the menu all the way to the right, it has nutrients on there. And it has all the nutritional supplements that I can think of that are sex positive. And we have different diagnoses, like, you know, we have herbs for anxiety and herbs for depression and herbs for insomnia and herbs for sexual dysfunction, male and female. It's not just herbs, it's vitamins and minerals as well. For instance, if you're deficient in magnesium, your blood vessels will constrict. They will get tight and tense. Blood will not be able to flow regularly. So, and most people are deficient in magnesium because our diets are so poor. The food sources don't have enough magnesium anymore. So that's the first thing. I put everybody on magnesium. And then I might give B vitamins. These help blood flow as well. And vitamin C, that helps blood flow as well. And it also helps you make DHEA, which leads to the sex hormones. So, you know, it's very important.
Really important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially since we're not getting it in the food, you know, it's really important. And then not to give up. You know, that's the whole thing. It's like everything out in the world, in commercials, it's like, okay, you're 50 years old and all of a sudden you're grandma. Well, where's that coming from? You should be as vital when you're 50, 60, 70, 80, as long as you want to be. That's right. Not use it as a reason to give up. Because your husband's not functioning, or you don't feel as beautiful as when you were younger, you gain some weight.
And vitamin C, that helps blood flow as well, and it also helps you make DHEA, which leads to the sex hormones. So,
something of that nature, you want to not use that as an excuse not to have sex or to give up. Because the giving up factor is a thing that creates aging. It just does. I mean, I'm 76. I'm still reinventing myself. Mm-hmm. I'm still doing things, still going out. I'm still connecting with men. You know, that's my heterosexual, inclination. I'm happy. So
I knew a woman once who was about 50. She was going into menopause. She hadn't had a period for 8 months. Mm. You have to have it, no period for 12 months to have menopause. She fell in love. She got her period back.
Okay. Sure.
It starts up here, the love, the sex, the hormones, they affect your body. You start making estrogen again and the period comes back. There's lots of stories about that.
Mm.
And I think if women keep their sex life going, even if they don't have a partner, they should, and mm-hmm. same with men. I have a male patient right now. He has been no partner for 15 years, but his masturbation is very important to him. And he's having prostate problems, and he's consulting me about what he can do. He's got a large swollen prostate, and ejaculation is painful.
Mm.
And I'm giving him vitamins, minerals, and herbs to deal with his prostate issue.
Mm.
And he's seen so many urologists, and it's not like I'm ignoring something. You got to make sure he doesn't have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much that we can do to help these people that they're not getting.
Right. And what do you think about exercise like yoga and Kundalini yoga and
very valid scientific evidence that yoga helps sexual functioning in men and women.
Yeah, because it's all about flow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Energy flow and blood flow and strength. And you know what is the biggest thing that will increase testosterone in a man, even as much as medication? Resistance training.
Oh, really?
Lifting weights,
yeah.
Doing squats, doing push-ups, pull-ups.
Hmm.
That raises a man's testosterone.
That's interesting because when you look, I was a bodybuilder at one point, but kind of an actress, dancer, bodybuilder.
Sure.
I'd go to those muscle gyms and those guys were pumping.
Right.
So testosterone was flowing and I mean, of course, some of them were on steroids, which is not a good idea, but I can see where that would really help.
Help.
And then they get their blood flow and their muscles tight.
Now, if you do running and cycling, that's very good for mm-hmm. your cardiovascular system, but it doesn't raise your testosterone as much as weightlifting and resistance training.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So women, if you have any kind of situation with your partner or your husband, there are all these different things you can do. And then you can, of course, go and see Dr. Barbara and you can see me on the deep emotional, energetic level, because both of us don't want you to, we're dedicated to make sure that you live a full, happy, joyful life with the things that we know and what we experience in our life. So I would say, Dr. Barbara is married to a fabulous man, that, she walks the talk, and I certainly do. I'm not married yet, but I will be. But my point is,
walk the talk as well.
I walk the talk as well, right. Yeah. Because why not? That was one of the things when I was going into healing was I said, I don't want to be one of those healers that heals everybody and has a horrible life myself, because there's a lot of therapists like that, healers, whatever, psychiatrists. You want to join the dance. You want to be the product of what you're teaching and talking about. That's what I think inspires people.
Yeah.
I'm sure they wonder. I bet when you have patients that come in, they wonder about you.
Oh, they always
do. Oh, of course. Tell us about that. Sure they're looking at you
First of all, they search you online and they ask you questions about your personal life that they read about you online. And patients are very curious about their therapist. They want to know. They want to know who they're dealing with. Yeah, I try and remain as neutral as possible, I try not to talk about myself with my patients. But sometimes a personal example can be very powerful.
Mm.
So I will bring that up sometimes.
Yeah. What I love about you is there's some psychiatrists, I think it's the training, which will just sit and listen,
No, constantly. I'm active.
Yeah, no, you're active.
Very active.
Yeah.
Because there's so much to share.
Yeah.
You have to teach people how to eat in a healthy way, take nutritional supplements, get the blood tests that they need to detect the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And those are tests that their regular doctor don't get. So, you know, there's so much that I have to share. So I would say I probably spend about half of the time of the session talking.
About what they can do, yeah. Which is great.
Yeah.
Because, look, you don't need somebody that agrees with you that you're having a hard time. Like, I understand. I know you want somebody who's proactive, like Dr. Barbara and myself, who says, no, this is what you can do to change it. It's about what can you do to change it and have another possibility of your experience in your life while we're here. I mean, there's a song by Tim McGraw, Live Like You Were Dying.
Ooh.
Right?
Right.
So at 76, I'm thinking I'm living to 120, which I will, but it makes every day a present. And it makes like, you don't have to just throw this under the carpet and not look at it when you can have help. Mm-hmm. And it's going to help your partner. I mean, men love to be vital. I can't have a discussion with a heterosexual alpha male about erectile dysfunction. They don't want to hear it. It's like, don't bring this up. You're going to, you know, jinx me. Right, you'll jinx me. I'll say, but can't we discuss? I mean, what is your experience? No. Because it's a scary thing. But once you take it out of the fear zone and put it into what can we do to make it different? What are the other possibilities? And why is this guy who's following the nutrition and all the different kind of things and la, 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 why is he functioning? You can too. So I feel as women, because most women are going to be watching this, that you have a very strong voice, more than you think, of believing in the fact that he can get back on track. And that there's ways to do this, and there's help, and he's not the only one, and you're certainly not the only one dealing with this, and that you can make it better because there's thousands and thousands of people that do. And then you contact Dr. Barbara and myself, you know, in terms of energy work, and then get the solutions. And so you're not living in the problem, you're in the solution, and you're into what else is possible. So, Dr. Barbara, do you want to end with any kind of nuggets of wisdom and inspiration from your experience?
I think people should attempt to maintain a healthy lifestyle, get the toxins out of their lives, get rid of any excess fat that they have, work hard on that, exercise, and be very proactive about their health and about their partner's health. Okay?
Okay.
Make sure you go to the doctor regularly, take any medications. You see, if you have a healthy lifestyle, you can avoid taking these other medicines that are so damaging to your sex life. The blood pressure medicines, the statins, the psychiatric medications, the pain medications. See, if you can avoid that, your sex life will be much better. So that's what I want to say. Keep a healthy lifestyle so that you don't have to take these medicines. Reduce your exposure so that you can continue to function sexually well into a ripe old age.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that's possible, correct?
Yes,
we
it
do.
Is. It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's our mission to communicate and to transfer that to you. Yeah. And what you do with it is up to you. Happy sex life or no sex life? We vote for happy sex life. My love and blessings to you on your journey from Dr. Barbara and Alita St. James. And may you have the most fabulous, joyful, fun experience while you're alive on this planet. Amen.